Hey, howdy, unhappy day. I have a bit of a cold, so y'all should put a mask on when you're watching me today. Have you got that? Go find your mask and put it on, and I won't make you sick. Ah, I got wisdom, though. I'm going to make you smarter. That's the plan. All these UFO things that people think are drones. Their drones are everywhere in the government. People cannot figure it out. I did it. I know what it is. They are UFOs. They're billionaires from other planets. Ah. Pretty simple stuff. Anything else you need to know, just ask me. Seattle Airport, keeping up. Just the other day I was there and there's this big billboard walking through the airport and it says winning is just 20 minutes away. And of course it was advertising a casino. And I thought, who owns the casino? I know without even looking it up, but I did look it up. I ducked it, duckduckgo.com. So I hit the duck and I said, what do you think? And of course, it's owned by an Indian band and they just talk about winning. And I thought, you know what, as a white guy, if I own that casino, I don't think that I could have a sign saying winning is 20 minutes away. I kind of think it would have to say, if you win, you can lose. Losing is 20 minutes away. Could I even say that? The SEC would be all over me. I think, hey, I'm not a lawyer, so I mean, I don't know that much. But it strikes me that there's preferred treatment here with regards to regulatory issues. Hey, Trump, talking about him. Everybody talks about him. It's interesting, though, when you look at the stats of the votes. He went from 63 million votes in 2016 to 74.2 million votes in 2020 and 77.3 million in 2024. I mean, it almost sounds like he's getting more popular in many ways. With all the attacks and campaigns against him and so on, I guess maybe voters were tired of being told how they think. I mean, I don't know. But what stands out here is there's 8 million votes that Biden got in 2020 that somehow, it made him the winner, but somehow these votes have vanished. They didn't come back in this election. Hey, kind of strange stuff. Now, Trump, even with all of that stuff going on, a lot of stuff, he's interesting. He didn't campaign on a lot of the things that he's doing now. And is this a plan? Like, what are you doing? We're going to bring Canada into the U.S. We're going to buy Greenland and we're going to, we want the Panama Canal back. And we're going to change the name, the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which I don't mind, actually. I think there's four, possibly five states that touch the, you know, the area and Mexico. And so maybe, anyway, it's kind of interesting stuff. But he's really digging in. And is it a joke? Is it his humor? Is it subliminals? Like, what is going on? I mean, Canada, I'm in favor of that. I mean, I don't think Canadians overall would think much of it. But if you pay them in U.S. dollars, they might get over it because the Canadian dollar, of course, is going into the tank. And just the other day, a fella told me that he took $10,000. What was it now? He ended up with $15,000 Canadian with $10,000 US, something like that. I mean, so why is that? Well, how about management or lack of management? But in any event, you know, the Gulf of Mexico and all these other places, he continues to work on those daily, but he really is hammering away at Canada all of the time. And Canada is an interesting place. I mean, Canada and the only difference between Canada and a banana republic at this point is that Canada doesn't grow bananas. I mean, the leaders are bananas and it shows. And so I hope it kind of gets better. But then look at what Biden is doing. Trudeau is doing the same thing in Canada. Scorched earth. I'm leaving. So I'm going to burn every building behind me. And ha ha, I got more to do yet. And Biden is doing the same. He's had 4 years to govern. 4 years. And then he was vice president and under a president that served 8 years. So where does all this stuff come from now? Is it just all new? All of a sudden, he says, you know, I'm going to cancel death sentences. I'm going to cancel elderly. And I'm going to pardon my son. I'm going to knight, effectively, all these pinkles in the name of freedom. Really? He wants to cancel cigarette sales. And there's a long list of all the things that he now wants to do because he wants Trump to look bad. That's really what this is about. I mean, let's make Trump look like a bad guy. And Trump, just be the good guy. I mean, buy Greenland. Those are things I don't know. But it's interesting times. Interesting to get up every day and see who he's made mad today. Hey, but right is right and left is wrong. And at least we now have an administration in America that is right. Canada's going to get one too. And Britain and Italy does have. And I mean, this world thing is interesting to watch. Hey, keep watching. Y'all come back. You can take your mask off now. And see you in a couple of days.